The Spanish National Police have been collaborating with colleagues in the UK, Italy and Belgium in a joint operation coordinated by Europol and Eurojust, cracking down on a cybercrime network. In total, 49 people have been arrested, 10 of them in Spain, believed to be part of a gang that targeted corporate email accounts in order to interfere with international financial transactions between different countries, changing the target bank accounts in order to obtain money illegally. A total of 28 homes were raided, 10 in Spain and 2 in the UK, where a variety of computer equipment was seized. The councillor for the coast of Orihuela, Martina Schurer, in what's likely to be one of her final public engagements before leaving office this week, presented the latest completed stage of cycle lanes created on the Orihuela Costa. Constructed through a campaign funded by both the Ministry of Employment and the European Union, the scheme gave temporary work and training to 24 unemployed people in order to provide further skills to assist them in finding permanent work. This latest section in the Agua Marina area connects roads near to the local health centre and the beach Paseo, where a combined pedestrian and cycle lane has been introduced. The Animal Welfare Centre in Almeridie will take delivery of two devices this week known as Muffin's Halo, which allows blind dogs to move around without bumping into surrounding objects. First invented and patented in America, the devices are being sent over from the States and will be used by two dogs in the centre, a mother who gave birth to five puppies and an 11-year-old dog, both completely blind. It's the first time the device will be used in Spain and works by an attachment to the animal's body, which carries a protective halo in order to ensure safety in motion.